Hello?
Hi, is this James?
Yes.
Hi, James. Mr. Lee, it's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay, we decided to try it for 1 month.
Okay. Okay, that's great. It's month to month, so I'm sure you'll love the service. Now, like I said, we're going to schedule the follow-up call with our technician, and we can do that for later on today. At 11 o'clock or maybe 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Later is available also, 3 o'clock if you need something a little bit later on. So when did you want that follow-up call? I could do 11 o'clock, 1, 2, or 3 o'clock.
Let's do... Call me around 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, okay. So we'll have the follow-up call scheduled at 3 o'clock. It will be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And if I am available when our client interview technician is ready to call you between 3 and 4, it's going to be like, you know, a few minutes after 3. If I'm between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well in the very beginning to introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have. Now, of course, if I'm on a call when they're ready, and I don't know if it's going to be 3:05 or 3:10 when they're ready to call you, if I'm on a call, they will call you directly. They'll have your file, and they'll do a very, very good job of taking care of you. Now,
okay,
the other
that
thing...
That sounds good, yeah.
Okay.
Another
then,
thing is they can call me around between 3 to 4?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll call you between 3 and 4.
Let me give you the different number to call.
Oh, okay. And this is for the client interview. This is not the business phone number. I've got the 800 number and then the 213-503-1201 for the business. So they're still calling you, right? They're still calling you, Mr. Lee, at 3?
No, they're going to call somebody else for the technical skill.
Oh, that's fine. And what is the number that we're going to call?
213.
Mm-hmm.
369. 2571.
So 213-369-2571. And who will our technician be speaking with?
Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
And Peter's last name?
Kim, K-I-M.
K-I-N, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the call's going to be with Peter in that 3 o'clock hour. And then, Mr. Lee, the other thing that I'll do right now, it's required of us, because we are a Google partner, is to read a voice verification. Now, it's going to get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so that you know it is a month-to-month service. It's exactly $299. There's no setup fee, and it would bill once a month for that amount. Now, the voice verification is going to be recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. But it is pretty straightforward. And then, Mr. Lee, before I do the voice verification, that initial payment of $299, how did you want to take care of that, credit or debit card? What's going to work best for you?
Credit card.
And is that a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Hold on. It will be a Visa.
A Visa, okay. And is the name on the card your name or the business name or both? Is it
Soon Lee? No, it's the card. The card is under Peter's team.
Oh, Peter. Okay. And is it K-I-M?
Yeah, K-I-M. M is Mary, yes.
M is Mary, okay. And this one's under Peter. And Peter's with you as well. You said it was a...
Actually, you're speaking to Peter right now.
Oh, I am. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hi, Peter. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for correcting me, Peter. So the number that we're calling is your number, and we're going to call that at 3 or in the 3 o'clock hour. And then,
yes,
Mr. Kim,
yes,
you said,
yes, that's
you said
a number,
that,
yes.
You said this was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4.
Yes.
I'm actually ready for that number now. If you can read it to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4003.
Okay.
4494.
Yes, sir.
6596.
Okay.
7576.
And the expiration month and year?
Expiration is June 2027.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
250.
250. So I've got 250, 250 on the back, and then June or 06 of 2027 for the expiration date. The card itself was at 4003-4494-5696-7576.
Wrong.
Okay.
That's a 4494. It's not 56. It's 6596.
Oh, did I say 56? I have 65.
Yes.
I have 65.
Yeah.
I might have read it wrong.
6596, 7576, yes.
Okay, so 4003-4494-6596-7576.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I had it correct. I might have read it wrong. And then is on the card, is it Peter Kim? Is there any middle initial on that card?
H as in Henry. Peter H. Kim.
H as in Henry on that card. And then, Mr. Kim, what is the billing address of that card? Is it in Monterey Park?
Yes, the same billing address.
And that's 91754,
754.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the physical street address?
2049.
Yes, sir.
Burbank Avenue.
And could you spell that?
FERNBANK. Burbank.
Gotcha. And that is Avenue. Okay.
Yeah, Avenue.
Perfect.
City of Monterey Park.
91754.
Yes, it is.
Okay, sounds good. Middle initial of H on that card. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and I do have it pulled up now. So it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of the order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online? I have Happy Town Painting. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Kim, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Peter Kim, co-owner.
Okay. Perfect. And And then, Mr. Kim, as the co-owner of Happy Town Painting, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services, that they're able to call you. So we specifically do request that you will agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Peter, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
The number they call will be 800 number, right?
We have the 800 number, yes, and then the 213-503-1201 number for the business.
Okay.
Your number, though, is not a number for the customers, right? The 213-369-2571.
Nope,
you don't want customers calling that. Gotcha. Okay.
Nope. That's my personal number. So.
Your personal number. Perfect. Yeah, so I have it listed as a contact phone number for us to use internally, meaning you're not going to get any customers calling that number, but we'll call that number, okay?
That's fine. Okay.
And then happytownpainting@gmail.com, we've got that email address as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So then it says, to get results as fast as possible, of course, we do request that you answer your phone when it rings, whether it's us calling or your customers calling. You did say you would agree to that. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We know you already have a Yelp page, for example. There's no conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Peter, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Kim, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, no problem.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure no physical address appears for the business since no customers come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we also do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a really good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that all of your business information is always accurate. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup be actually waived, and, of course, the reduced pricing, the legacy rate staying at $299, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today, the 5th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And once again, Peter, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will also incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, our legacy rate of just $299.00, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which means, of course, at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Peter, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Kim, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Can you send that information by email?
Yes. You're actually going to get everything by email in just about a minute here.
Okay.
You'll also receive an additional email, and that does, by the way, conclude the voice verification. You're going to receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That is everything that we just went over in the voice verification, again, provided for you in writing. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to send out your calendar invite, and this is again for 3 o'clock. It's scheduled from 3 until 4. The call takes about a half an hour, so there's a 1 hour window for a half an hour phone call. So the call probably gets you just a few minutes after 3, gets you off the phone pretty close to a half an hour after that. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready, I'll be on the very beginning of that call. If I am on a call already when they're ready, they'll simply call you directly, but they'll have your file and they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I am not...
Okay, you know the number they will give me a call?
So, of course, they're going to call your number, and the number that you will see will be, let me check, one of two numbers, either the 877, and that's the client support phone number. I'm going to give you that to you right now. They might either call you from 877-635-6225, or it might be a 951 number, 951 ending in 4111. It would be one of those two numbers.
You mean the area code 951?
Yeah, 951-221-4111. It might be that number or the 877 number. The number for client support is 877-635-6225. So that would be the number they might be calling from. Now, if you're calling us, you're going to want to hit option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 a.m. I should say 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. And if you email, of course, you can email 24/7. They will respond to you the following business day. The email address will also be on the confirmation email that you should receive in about a minute here. Now, like I said, if I'm available...
I got the text already. Yeah.
You did okay. Let me get to that. But real quick, I wanted to set up a little bit of added security on the account. For your protection, we're going to have a question and answer. So you're going to want to share this also with Mr. Lee. Anybody who calls us and tells us that they're affiliated with Happy Town Painting, well, they're going to want to know the answer to the security question. More important, Peter, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Local Splash or with Google, they will need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City.
The city you were born in? Okay, and what is the answer?
Seoul.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then I have to type it in twice. Okay, gotcha. And then you did say that you received the emails. You should have probably actually received a couple of emails. Looks like the welcome email was sent. But the one that we want you to open up is the local / initial invoice. If you open up that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing local / your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And the blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, Mr. Kim, it's going to go to the local / terms of experience. And that's everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. It starts with the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see there?
I'll do that. I'll do that later on. Right now, I got to go. So how long would this take?
Okay. So at the bottom of that, all you have to do, there's going to be a box. There's a long line that goes all the way across. Above the box, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. There's going to be a longer box below the line. It's got an arrow pointing towards it. This is sign. That's where you type in Peter H. Kim. Please note, it is case sensitive, and there is no period after the middle initial. So just Peter, space, capital H, space, Kim. You can even copy and paste it. Just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you have your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. I'm also sending you a...
You know what they say, local / initial invoice?
Correct. That's the one. Yes. And then I'm sending you also a calendar invite. The calendar invite is more for your records. Now, once you've got your name in the box, you just hit confirm signature. It will ask you for a username and a password, but don't worry about that. That is to log into your tracking system. Once your client interview is conducted, we'll create the content to track, and then you'll get a tracking, you'll get a username and password for your tracking system. I'm also sending through our system one other email, and this is to help us get you Google PIN verified. So to facilitate the process of getting you Google verified, it says action needed, picture is needed for Google verification. So we're sending that out to you. It doesn't have to
be
every...
Yeah, I got a Paul Gordon. Yeah, Paul Gordon, right?
Yes, correct. It doesn't have to be all of that, but there's some things that we would like. You know, any pictures of tools or equipment, obviously your painting equipment, the work vehicle, any business license or business card, any business registration or insurance. So there's a list of things that you can send. Again, it doesn't have to be everything, but as much of that as you can send, the faster you get it to us, the faster we get you Google verified and get you listed on Google. There's actually a link that you can use for that process as well. Now, like I said, on that initial invoice, the terms and conditions, once you've got Peter H. Kim in that box, you can click the confirm signature box. It's going to ask you for a username and a password, but you don't have to worry about that, okay? Now, if you have any questions, our client interview technician will walk you through that in that 3 o'clock hour when they give you a call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Peter. You have a wonderful rest of the day. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.